Thank you, worship team and audio-visual team, for giving of your time this morning to lead us in worship. I believe I have contemplated the local church more so in these weeks, months of this pandemic than ever before in all my years of ministry. Who is the church? What is our purpose? What will we look like in the future? The church. You know, some folks see the church kind of like a museum. You quietly walk in, you read some of the plaques on the walls, and you reflect back on the good days, and you're quiet and you exit the door. Others see the church more like a country club. It's all about the members, the place where you're catered to. What do you need? What do you want? We simply want everyone to be comfortable. Other times the church may best look like a circus. It's a carnival with a sideshow of freaks who stand out as the norm. And in the church, you need to put on your mask. Walk around like a clown in disguise. I don't think the church fits any of those, but maybe the church should be considered a lighthouse. If you have your Bibles, you know the text following what we know as the Beatitudes, as Jesus began to teach the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus said, Matthew 5, verse 14, these words, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." God gave us the light of Christ. Christ in us, the light, in order that we might shine for Him in the midst of darkness. So yes, the church becomes the lighthouse within the community to fulfill our task to keep the light burning individually, to let your light shine. I'm going to say three things quickly this morning to the church and really to you and to myself about our light. First, we need to make sure that we're sending out a clear light. Psalm 119, 105, "Thy word," or "your word, O God, is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path." Illumination from Christ and divine revelation of God through the person of the Holy Spirit will lead to a clear light. And that light will destroy ignorance in the world and ignorance in the church. That illumination from God through Christ in the Holy Spirit presents a clear light. I think that's what Paul, when he wrote to his young friend Timothy, was trying to say. 2 Timothy 3, Paul said, "Timothy, as you continue in what you are, in what you have learned, in what you're convinced of, keep doing it because you know from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed, and it's useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. As followers of Christ in the church, we must continue to base who we are and what we do and where we go according to Scripture. Bible study and Christian discipleship is the process whereby our light becomes and remains clear. That's why we place such emphasis on the study of God's Word, and not just the study, but the application and the living out of God's Word. First Baptist Church Lufkin has long offered Bible study throughout the week and, of course, on Sundays in our church building. I still believe that Sunday morning Bible study hour is a most important hour for the church. At our church, we have classes for children and preschoolers and teenagers alike, for senior adults and young adults. We have some classes, Bible study classes, that are just for men and some that just women go to. We have some that are co-ed and some that are family-oriented. Now, there are some holes in some of the ages that we're not providing for. You know, for over 40 years, we've had a special class for adults with special needs. What a beautiful class, these adults who come from across our city to study God's Word. This fall, I hope, when we're in some sort of normalcy, my desire is for us to have a renewed emphasis on Bible study, with a priority of Bible study on Sunday morning as well as weekday Bible study for all ages. Listen, the early church, Acts chapter 2, what were they doing? They were meeting together to fellowship, to pray, to worship, and to study the teachings of the apostles, to study God's Word. And there was such power in that church. It came through the study of God's Word in the person of the Holy Spirit. The light of the church, the light will never be clear unless we're willing to open God's Word and let it speak to us. God's Word will clear our ignorance and our apathy and our prejudices as God reveals Himself to us. Church, keep the light burning clearly indeed. Second, I think we need to send out not only a clear light, but a steady light. Steady and consistent. Boy, in this changing world in which we live, it is hard to find consistency and something steady to hang on to. Even in the church, laity, clergy, changing, coming, going. And I think the church is always at risk of losing our steady light. At best, we don't lose it, it's dimmed. We find ourselves detouring away from that light. First Baptist Lufkin is a church on mission, and I think we take seriously our mission, the commission of Jesus Christ, that we go and tell and teach and preach to all people, regardless of wherever that may lead us, to whomever we need to go, that the gospel message must be proclaimed, that we must do all we can to make sure that that great commission, the gospel, is shared, and that those who hear it have the opportunity to respond to it. That's part of our mission. Also, we're committed to the great commandment of Jesus to love God with all we have, all we are, and to love each other. That commission and that commandment serve as the basis, the plumb line, if you would, of of who we are. So how do we flesh out that commission and that commandment in a consistent, steady manner, a steady light of the church? Well, I think we do so by making sure that the church is known as a haven of compassion. First Baptist Church Lufkin will be known as a church where mercy and love and forgiveness is experienced in a steady manner. That's my prayer. That regardless of what you've done or where you've been or what you're doing, that you will be loved unconditionally. That will keep our light steady. This morning I was reading an article from Baptist News Global. This quote, the article just for me. As disciples of Jesus, we do not have the luxury, the privilege, or the authority to hate people, to write people off, to dehumanize them, or wish them ill, even when they are acting in the worst ways possible. We don't have the luxury. I needed that. When I see some folks talking about this silly man-made COVID-19 petitioning and running around, it's often hard for me not to love them. This past week, it was brought to our attention of two white men who hunted down and killed a black man. It is hard for me to love them. We're going to be steady and our light will be steady. We must maintain our commitment to the Great Commission and the Great Commandment. And we do so by making sure we're a church of compassion. And also that we're a church that's grace-oriented. I need God's grace and I want God's grace. Am I willing to grace others? Listen, I'm not willing to pastor a church that's eaten up with legalism and man-made rules and regulations and Pharisaical attitudes. Life is just too short. My prayer remains that a steady and consistent light of love and grace beams forth from this place. And yes, that also we're a church of hope. Not of perennial pessimism or of unrealistic optimism, but a church built on the hope of Jesus Christ. Listen, if we don't have that hope, if we don't have and proclaim and beam forth that hope, then who will or who can? Let us keep the light burning, a steady, consistent light following the Great Commission and command of our Lord. And finally, we're to send out not only a clear light and a steady light, we're to send out a bright light as well. The very purpose of light is to remove darkness. For darkness cannot exist where light is present. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." The function of the church is to shine for Christ so that darkness is extinguished. Not just any light, but a clear light, a steady light, a bright light. Robert Louis Stevenson tells the story of growing up and each night being so mesmerized by the old town lamplighter. The lamplighter would begin working his way throughout the streets. And Stevenson says, going out as a child and sitting on the curb and watching the lamplighter slowly make his way towards his home. Stevenson said he thought it and he would say it, "Look, look, here comes the man who pokes holes in darkness. Poking holes in the darkness. That's the picture of the church. As the light of the world, we're called to poke holes in the darkness. Jesus Christ, the light. Christ said, I am the light of the world, and whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will be the light of life. I don't have to tell you how dark our world is. But never forget that darkness does not put out light. You can't smother light by increasing the darkness. Darkness only gets darker when the light fails. The darkness gets darker when we hide the lamp under the bowl and not put it on the lampstand. How bright is your light? I can't believe it's been over 33 years since that folksy voice came on the television on behalf of Motel 6, Tom Baudet, saying, "And we'll leave the light on for you." It's been over 2,000 years. Jesus said, "You're the light." Church, the body of Christ, follower, you are the light. Now let your light shine. This morning I want us to commit anew to keeping the light shining. May it be clear, may it be steady, may it be bright. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Put it under a bushel? No. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Amen.